Tomorrow night, another spring-like high in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, some storms possibly severe. We're keeping a close eye on the Wednesday forecast. You should, too. Mid-70s for a high. More rain Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. A weekend fire in Montgomery sends 9 people to the hospital. This fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Pike County. It happened on Pike County Road 4419, approximately a half mile south of AL-10 near Brundage. Troopers say a man died after his vehicle left the road and overturned in a creek. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis over here at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River. We jumped right to the news on the river this week. Y'all, we're excited to bring Eden Brent back on Sunday afternoon. That's right. For our live music this week, Eden Brent will be back in town, a beautiful voice, a beautiful piano player. Gonna get some good old Memphis boogie-woogie and some low-down Mississippi soul blues music. So we'll have a good time. Y'all check that out at CapitalOysterBar.com or go to the Facebook page. You'll see a menu of the food. We cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, grilled, any way you like it. Got a killer ribeye steak, good old gumbo. We got something good you like to eat. We also got an RV park down here on the river. That's right. You can bring your camper trailer down here and stay with us for a weekend or a week or two, however long you'd like. We'll be glad to have you. We'll feed you up good. We got a pontoon boats we rent out, so you can come down here with your family, bring your camper, or bring your own boat with you. We just got a lot going on the river, so get on down here, check it out. Y'all, we've been missing you. Come on soon and come hungry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
How you doing?
Doing all right. News and views from 9 till noon.
You running a little Hall & Oates here, Joey?
Yeah, a little Hall & Oates here.
They're pretty good guys. You know, they're the most prolific duo in rock and roll history.
You know what's great that goes with great with Hall & Oates?
What?
Little mayonnaise.
Who?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise?
Like
and
mayo.
Hall
like
& Oates, yeah, sure. Yeah. Or honey. You always put honey with oats.
Where the hell did this accent come from?
I don't know. I just made it up.
272-922-8 if y'all want to get in. Welcome back to News and Views. Final hour of the program here on this fine Monday morning. It's a big week, but just easing into the week. Big week, but easing into it. 272-922-8.
It probably couldn't be any colder in here than it is.
I can turn that off if you like, Jack.
Well, it's either that or I'm going to have icicles on my nipples, and I just don't want that.
Now that is a disturbing image. Welcome to the program.
I didn't ask you to see it. I just wanted you to know that if I experienced it, it wouldn't be pleasant.
I understand. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
I'd like to make a comment, please, on some of the conversations that you've had this morning on about the guy from Dothan down there running.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, you're on there.
I just wonder, these people that's calling in is talking about these commercials and all the stuff that this guy is running. He's paying for that. And nobody has mentioned Barry Moore and about the trial of the House Representative guy that hadn't served a day. And Barry Moore was on his program up there at the State Senate. Nobody has mentioned that. And the girl from Prattville is running. Her husband was financed through Bob Riley.
Yeah.
And some of his cohorts. And nobody has mentioned that none whatsoever.
All right. So what you're referring to is, let me clear this up for the audience. Barry Moore and Mike Hubbard were very close allies in the House of Representatives when Mike Hubbard was Speaker of the House. During the Mike Hubbard trial, there was another trial that went on where Barry Moore was indicted for perjury. He had a jury trial in Lee County, and he was acquitted. So we haven't brought it up because he was acquitted, but you brought it up, and I just wanted to clear the air on it. Anyway, that did happen. And as far as Brian Taylor is concerned, he is an ally of Governor Riley. He worked for him. He later went and worked for Governor Ivey as her legal counsel, but he left that position. And now understand he works for the Alabama Policy Institute. So you are correct in both things, that Barry Moore was a close ally of Mike Hubbard and that Brian Taylor was a close ally at one time of Governor Riley. But I do not think that Governor Riley has been involved in the Jessica Taylor campaign for the House of Representatives.
Butch Lee of Birmingham has stolen the money from Riley into that campaign down there. Nobody has brought this up, and the other night when she got up and made a spectacle out of the stuff that this guy, I don't know the guy, never have met him,
Jeff Coleman.
I've heard some of his commercials, but I don't think he's getting a fair shake. All these people, especially that lady that continues to call in about these things that he has said. I have never heard him. I've got some stuff through the mail from him.
Sure.
Right.
And I have never heard of any of this stuff that is coming out about him. Okay, let me ask you this.
Well, let me tell you, Alabama political reporter did a big article about Jeff Coleman and being sued by the Department of Defense. That was in one of their articles about a week and a half ago.
And then Whitmire with AL.com also did one.
Jack, they have never mentioned anything about the managers of one of his companies that did this. And I know with the guy that owns the place, he's going to get the full blunt when something like this happens.
Right.
But I think that when you start criticizing somebody like that, you need to tell the complete picture of it. And like Barry Moore, I think somebody should ask him about the Hubbard
Well, listen, I totally agree with you. That's a fair question.
This stuff is strictly because this boy's paying for his own stuff. When Roby was running, the Chamber of Commerce in Montgomery continued to funnel money to her.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure the Chamber of Commerce in Montgomery has any kind of a political action committee. I will say that the United States Chamber of Commerce did many ads for Martha Roby, probably spent $500,000 helping her, but that was on the national level. That was the U.S. Chamber.
That's right. I'm talking about another district that is running and people is running against. But I think that should be brought out also. Just because she's retiring and what she's done in the House should be exposed. And these people, and I'm supporting King. I think
Troy King? Okay, yeah. I was about to ask you. Okay.
We're gonna have him on the show Wednesday, by the way.
But this guy here, he making fun of his money. They're making fun of his appearance, how he's doing it, his wife is doing it. My opinion is I think they clean-cut American people. Who else is married? His wife would go in and do what she's doing. I think it's fantastic they are.
Okay.
Okay.
But the only thing that I see about this guy, and if he ever comes up here for something, I'm going to hear him and give him a chance. I think we need clean-cut people like that. And somebody's talking about, well, his trucking company is affiliated with bases.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at our senior senator in Washington,
mm-hmm.
worth $100 million probably. Well, where did that money come from? It had to come from businesses. It didn't come from probably just a few people that can afford to send money like that to him. But you'd never hear of anything like that. And Alabama continues to elect people that don't represent the people of its state. And I think that this guy down here, I think that it could be wrong when his wife and girls has this commercial. But I don't see a heavens thing wrong with that. And the things that he has said and done that I've read about, and I read about every candidate before I go to the poll, and I'm 89 years old. But I think we need new blood in there. I think Barry Moore would carry on what he did in the House there. And while I've got you, let me make one more comment.
Okay.
The Supreme Court Justice was on y'all's radio station constantly when he was running. He never brought up Mike Hubbard at all. It's been 4 years since this conviction was turned down, and if it was average people, they would be in jail right now.
You're
today.
Exactly right.
Amen.
About that.
Amen.
This Alabama Supreme Court is a disgrace that they have not ruled on this case. Totally.
Okay, I'll let you go. I was down here, and I just...
We really appreciate your call, Wynn.
Wynn, you're 89. That's pretty damn good. You're kicking and screaming, man.
Well, I can't do what I did before. Okay, take care.
All right, thank you, sir, your call and your views. We appreciate that.
Yeah, folks, if you get a different opinion, call in. Just like Wynn, we're not going to bite you. Now, you start yelling at us, we might bite back.
I don't even care about that. That's okay.
But, you know, it is how it is. 272-9228, 272-9228. And, you know, Wynn, if I had to guess, just a guess right now, it would probably be Jeff Coleman, Troy King in a runoff. If it was
right
held today.
Now, right, if it were held today, I think you're right.
I think that's where it would be. That's just a guess, though. But 272-9228, I want to go back to this Trump interview with Hannity. When Trump starts getting into the Democratic candidates, this is just a preview, I think, of what's going to happen tomorrow night as well as all of 2020.
Because now, as I said, it's pretty much a fait accompli. Looks like Wednesday at 4 p.m. it'll be an acquittal. You then move on from there, but the State of the Union, we have Iowa caucuses Monday, State of the Union Tuesday. This happens on Wednesday. Any thought to delay the State of the Union?
No. I'm going to have it. It's going to be done. We're going to talk about the achievements that we've made. Nobody's made achievements like we've made, so many different things. I'm so proud of what we've done for our vets with choice. We got them choice. We got accountability where we can take care of our vets, where we can get rid of people that aren't taking care of our vets.
I've known you for a couple of decades. This is going to be hard for you. This is called our lightning round here. Right. I'm just going to throw out a name, whatever comes to your mind.
Okay.
We'll start with Joe Biden.
I just think of Sleepy. I just watch him. He's Sleepy, Sleepy Joe.
Hunter Biden.
Where's Hunter? Where was he? He made millions of dollars. He went from having no job, no income. He had nothing. As you know, he had a very sad experience in the military. He has nothing. To making millions and millions of dollars a year, not just from Ukraine, from China and from other countries. How can you do this? This is crooked as hell. What they did is very dishonest.
Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think he's a communist. I mean, you know, look, I think of communism when I think of Bernie. Now, you could say socialist, but didn't he get married in Moscow? And that's wonderful. Moscow's wonderful.
Might have been the honeymoon.
You don't think necessarily, well, whatever. But you don't necessarily think in terms of marriage, Moscow. And it's wonderful. I'm not knocking it, but I think of Bernie sort of as a socialist, but far beyond a socialist.
Elizabeth Warren.
At least he's true to what he believes. That's one thing. Because you mentioned now Elizabeth Warren. She's not true to it. I call her a fairy tale. Because everything's a fairy tale. That's how Pocahontas got started. Everything's a fairy tale. This woman can't tell the truth.
Michael Bloomberg.
Very little. I just think of little. You know, now he wants a box for the debates to stand on. Okay, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. You can be short. Why should he have a box to stand on, okay? He wants a box for the debates. Why should he be entitled to that? Really? Then does that mean everyone else gets a box?
I guess if they want one, I have to negotiate boxes.
Very interesting. Cory Booker and all these people couldn't get any of the things that Bloomberg's getting now. I think it's very unfair for the Democrats, but I would love to run against Bloomberg. I would love it.
Hillary.
No, well, we got to hear Hillary.
Hillary, okay.
I think of emails. I think of the email scandal. How she got away with that is a disgrace. I think it's a disgrace.
Pelosi.
I think she's a very confused, very nervous woman. I don't think she wanted to do this. I think she really knew what was going to happen, and it's her worst nightmare has happened. I don't think she's going to be there too long either. I think that the radical left, and she's sort of radical left too, by the way, but I think the radical left is going to take over.
You've got the Democrats. They're vying to go up against you in 275.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there.
It's okay to be short.
Short. He got him standing on a box.
And the Bloomberg campaign has already come back and said, that's not true. We don't want a box. This is what Trump does, folks. A little insight into his techniques. He does a thing called a double bind. So when with Jeb Bush, he called them low energy. So if Jeb tries to act more big and bad and high energy, Trump's like, oh, you're doing better tonight. You listen to me. If he doesn't respond to that, he continues to be this very plodding, you know, traditional politician's like low energy again. Same with Bloomberg. He wants a box. He's short. He's little. So now if he has a box, it's like, oh, see, I told you so. If he doesn't have a box, look at how short he is. It's okay to be short. It's okay to be mini, mini Mike. And, you know, you might think this is dumb, but it's effective. It's so effective, and it's hilarious. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Bud.
Hey, Bud. How you doing?
Hey, Bud.
I'm doing wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You know what is funny? Well, first of all, let me say this. I want to give my hat off to the 89-year-old gentleman that just called in a few minutes ago. He, man, was so on top of his game, so clear and articulate with his views. And, I mean, he educated me on a couple of candidates. You know, I had a little bit of thoughts about especially Mr. Coleman and these other individuals. But, I mean, he opened my eyes, and I would just say thank you to that individual that called in.
Wynn.
Continue to educate us.
Good call, Wynn.
Absolutely. The next thing I would like to say, Trump is a genius. From now on, he is sowing seeds of destruction within the Democratic Party.
Yes.
First of all, if Bloomberg gets up there, now all I can think of is the little old grandpa driving in a 1964 Ford that cannot see over the steering wheel, sitting in the front seat. And so, you know, I think that would be a wonderful campaign cartoon. You only see maybe the top half of Bloomberg above the microphone, behind the podium. And that needs to be on every mailer and every web piece of Trump if Bloomberg should get the nomination. Digress a little bit. I do not care about Michael Moore. He's about the most disgusting slob that there is. But I watched him go on a rant on Twitter. He's very big into Sanders. And maybe you saw it this weekend. And he is going off about the only reason why they're only letting him in there for this campaign, this next debate, is because he has a effing billion dollars. And then you see Trump during the Super Bowl. He comes in. What's his first commercial? The African-American that was unjustly sent to jail. Yes. And after 30 years, 20 years, whatever, she's out now. And let's understand, Joe Biden was the individual that crafted that law.
Yep.
During the 80s that literally put millions of young African men into jail with mandatory sentencing. And so he's driving a wedge within there. He's also planting the seeds again. Look, they're stealing the nomination from Sanders again. And then you also have them texting, you know, without a single vote, you've had two African-American senators, both Kamala and Corey. They can't get there. You have the Asian America, so you got all these old white folks up there. I mean, it's literally the Democratic Party is going to be the they're eating their own young. And, I mean, to me, that is so smart of Trump. I mean, he's going to have, just like Sanders supporters were not willing to come out and vote for Hillary in the last president.
And to your point about that ad, Alice Marie Johnson actually tweeted, she tweeted out, quote, two Super Bowls ago, I was sitting in a prison cell. Today, I'm a free woman, and my story was featured in a Super Bowl ad. I'll spend the rest of my life fighting for the wrongly, unjustly convicted. God bless America. I mean, politics remove, and it is brilliant electoral politics strategy, but politics remove, it's just a good thing the president did, that Cory Booker did, that Rand Paul did, that law. It's a good story, and we should have done it sooner. And God bless everybody who made it happen, including the president.
Absolutely. Well, honestly speaking, without President Trump, it never would have happened because he's such a maverick when all is said and done. I mean, whether it was going to be Rubio or Cruz or whoever, that had, if they had won, they would never go into buck the conservative Republican establishment because they wanted to be seen as law and order, et cetera.
Right.
Trump wanted to do the right thing. And that's why you have Trump polling at 32% within the African-American population.
Yeah, and that's a big blow to the Democrats who've counted on their support up to 92% in some elections.
So, I mean, it is going to be such a bloodbath come November. Yeah. But, again, I just love the way Trump is lobbing out these bombs and just stepping back and watching the Democrat eat their own young.
Well, and we don't have to wait till November for the bloodbath. Just get ready for the Democratic convention.
I will say this. Obviously, Sanders is going to win in Iowa. He's going to win in New Hampshire, win in Vermont. Now, Biden will win in South Carolina because of the African-American vote. There's no doubt there.
Right.
I still think it's going to be a brokered convention, but I do think Sanders is going to go within majority votes. And if he does not get the nomination, you will see his socialist voters sitting on the sidelines. They will not come out to vote in November.
Well, let's hope so. I don't care whether they vote or not because I think Trump is going to win. I think everybody's going to have to go vote, though. It's not a shoe-in, but I think it's pretty assured. But the one thing I'm worried about is the U.S. House of Representatives.
If I agree.
The Republicans
we gotta get,
do
we gotta
not
get 20 votes.
Take that back over, you're going to continue to hear the drumbeat of impeachment and wrongdoing and quid pro quo and arm twisting and all the stuff that they've said about Trump is not going to stop. So we have got to elect a Republican majority in the House, or we're going to keep on going down this terrible road.
And like we started out with, I don't think this impeachment is only just, it's the end of the beginning. I have a feeling there's going to be retribution, in a legal way, but there's going to be retribution on many fronts. And let's not forget about the Durham investigation and all the wrongdoing that led to this Russia story and narrative over 2.5 years. But, Bud, we got to run. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, gentlemen.
272-9228 if you want to get in. More news and views after this quick break.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paperback Writer.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views is brought to you by our great sponsor, Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. So it's a great place if you work downtown to stop by Jenkins Tire and Automotive to get your car, truck, or SUV serviced. Jenkins Tire and Automotive is, of course, a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center. So they can take care of it all, folks. They really can. All their technicians are ASC certified, and with brand names like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop, the point is they have all the tires you could ever want, all the brand names. Best way, I think, to go by Jenkins Tire and Automotive, you don't have to be just working downtown. You can work anywhere here in the city because they have a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work. But I think the best way to set up with Jenkins Tire and Automotive is make an appointment. So call them at 265-0792, 265-0792, or go to JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, make an appointment, and then when you stop in, they'll be ready to go and have your vehicle serviced very swiftly at a reasonable price. They do it all over there, Jenkins Tire and Automotive, from big jobs like transmission or air conditioning repair to the little things that do go a long way, like changing that air filter, standard oil change, or replacing those windshield wiper blades. And if you have an outdoor vehicle, Jenkins Tire and Automotive doesn't make you lug that four-wheeler, side-by-side, or tractor into town. Instead, they have your back, and they will send a service truck to you on location to service that outdoor vehicle. Again, that number for Jenkins Tire and Automotive, 265-0792, 265-0792, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, or visit them directly at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery, Alabama. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
You know, we got an important vote coming up next month, beside, of course, the primaries.
Yeah.
But this Amendment 1 to change the Alabama State Board of Education membership from elected members to appointed members, yeah. I think it's a bad idea. And I want to have Stephanie Bell on the show. Called her this morning and left her a message. So she can argue against it, which I don't ever like when you take a position of power and take the votes away from the people and give it to political leaders. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and as we ramp up closer to the March vote, whether it's these races we've been covering, these primary races, or it's these amendments, as well as what's going on with the state legislature. A lot's going to be happening, not to mention all the circus going on nationally. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Kara. Hey, Kara.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, how are you? You're on there.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, I wanted to chime in on this Jeff Coleman situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm concerned because a lot of voters don't know that he is up for a subcontractor under this $2 billion contract that the Army's going under a one-source mover.
Yeah.
And he was asked about this, about wouldn't that be a conflict of interest if he's a congressman, and wouldn't that be unethical if he's making money off of the military, but yet he's a congressman for the area? And he stated that he would recuse himself on any military matters. Well, we have Fort Rucker and Maxwell Air Force Base. So
right.
My question is, why would you want to have a congressman that would recuse himself for where we need somebody to fight for
well,
us?
Well, I made that point last week. I said, you know, every time we elect a new congressperson from this district, and we had Bill Dickinson for years and years, and everything military was safe. And then Terry Everett came on, and then Bobby Bright for one term, and then Martha Roby, and now we've got an open seat. Every one of them has served on the Armed Services Committee,
right.
And if this guy says he wants to recuse, I'm very concerned about that myself, Kara.
Well, thank you. And also, I have to tell you, I have cried when I saw that picture, or pictures of him in the Wiregrass Cooperative Program,
yeah.
Wearing a military uniform in front of a helicopter. I am a veteran, and I have had friends die wearing that uniform. A lot of friends die, and I can't believe that a man to get votes would want to wear that uniform and make a photo op when he's already put a couple million dollars into a campaign. He's buying the seat. I mean, our other candidates, there's no way they can afford the money he's affording. And he got half of those millions from the fraud he did to the to the Army, moving people. So, hello, why don't people see what's going on here?
I don't disagree with you, Kara. I think you made good point.
Do you know who you're supporting, Kara?
Yes.
Who?
I'm supporting Barry Moore.
Okay.
And I will also say on that man was acquitted. He has had nothing proven him guilty of any association with any of the other people, Hubbard or any of those guys. That man is a good Christian man and a family man, and he is out there every day with the public, and he is the most honest man that I could ever imagine, and I am for Barry Moore. I really am. I do like the other candidates. Don't get me wrong. There's some great candidates. This race, this is a tough race. But I've seen the history of what Barry Moore did in legislature, the laws he got passed, what he did for our veterans, what he has done for our citizens. And he has got my 150% because of what his history shows he can do.
Okay, thank you, Kara. We appreciate your call.
Appreciate it.
You know, I didn't listen. I was not a Barry Moore fan years ago, I'm still not a Mike Hubbard fan at all. I think he was very dishonest. I think he also tried to put me out of business personally. I try to look past that, but he was found guilty on 12 counts, and he's still a free man, and that really bothers me. Barry Moore, on the other hand, I haven't talked about it because he was acquitted, but I have brought it up when people have asked.
Yeah.
Yes, he went on trial for perjury. It was the same Lee County jury that Mike Hubbard had, and he was acquitted, and it's the same jury that convicted Mike Hubbard. So I didn't bring it up because when you're acquitted, I mean, that you've been basically adjudicated innocent. Not guilty. So that's why I didn't bring it up. I'm not shying from it, and I'm sure Barry won't either. And he's been on this show. I just didn't ask him about it, but when he comes back, I'll just say, hey, would you address this and
right.
Let him put it behind him if he wants to.
272-9228, got to hit another break here. Papa B, hold your position.
Yeah, come. Papa B, and I know you're full of hot air, buddy. You can hold it.
We should know.
Just teasing.
272-9228, more news and views after this quick break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations 285-1000.
This is Zach with Bright County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Great start to the week. A warming trend continues with a high today in the middle 70s. More sun than clouds. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Then scattered showers are possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. Another spring-like high in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly severe. We're keeping a close eye on the Wednesday forecast. You should, too. Mid-70s for a high. More rain Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
He doesn't think that. There are those that think that.
Sure.
272-9228. Welcome back to News and Views.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
You know what yesterday was, don't you? Groundhog Day.
Yeah, in early spring, according to Punxsutawney Phil.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Well, guess what Feb 14th is?
Valentine's Day?
Well, you got it. And what do you do on Valentine's Day?
Well, you better have a gift for that significant other, especially that lady.
Well, absolutely. And if you are looking, you ought to look at Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Not very far, probably 100 yards at the most.
Yeah, not far at all.
It's on the right. It's across from Delray Me on the corner of Watchman Circle. Heirloom Jewelers specializes in estate and antique jewelry. That's some beautiful stuff over there. So if you're looking for a little treat for your significant other, and Valentine's Day is coming up, you ought to go by there and see what beautiful merchandise Troop Booth and his wife have on display there at Heirloom Jewelers. They've been in business for over 40 years. It was a business started by his grandparents. There's no middleman. It's not like a regular jewelry store where they're holding the diamonds for the big company that really owns them. He buys them himself and sells it back to you. And that's at Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. Now, if you have some merchandise that you're wanting to unload because you don't use it anymore and you have no one in your family that is interested in it, then go by there and let Troop Booth make you an offer. You need to make an appointment first because he's really busy. That's at 261-0066, 271-0066, I think. You have the sheath.
Oh, come on.
I always mess up the phone number, but anyway.
No. Come on, Jack.
Anyway.
260-0066. Yeah, 260-0066.
I don't know why I said what I said. But anyway, they're closed today. It's Monday. He's out scurrying around looking at merchandise and making offers to put some new inventory in his store. But if you make an appointment with him, to go by there and let him look at your merchandise. He is certified by the Gemological Institute of America, the GIA. He will look at it, make you an offer if y'all agree upon it. You produce your ID, he makes a copy. You go from there and you leave with a check. So that's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road in East Montgomery. And tell them that Joey and Jack sent you. And don't go today, but go tomorrow. Tuesday through Saturday, he's open.
And there you go. Thank you, Troop, again, for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. So, Papa B, want to bring you on. And, Papa B, before we get going, before you hop on your soapbox, kind of want to do something. Because of all folks, I think you can appreciate this. I want to play this lightning round again with the president. It's just so good.
Okay.
Let's laugh together.
Yeah.
Around here. I'm just going to throw out a name. Whatever comes to your mind.
Okay.
We'll start with Joe Biden.
I just think of Sleepy. I just watch him. He's Sleepy, Sleepy Joe.
Hunter Biden.
Where's Hunter? Where's he? He made millions of dollars. He went from having no job, no income. He had nothing. As you know, he had a very sad experience in the military. He has nothing. To making millions and millions of dollars a year, not just from Ukraine, from China and from other countries. How can you do this? This is crooked as hell. What they did is very dishonest.
Bernie Sanders?
Well, I think he's a communist. I mean, you know, look, I think of communism when I think of Bernie. Now, you could say socialist, but didn't he get married in Moscow? And that's wonderful. Moscow's wonderful.
Might have been the honeymoon.
You don't think necessarily, well, whatever, but you don't necessarily think in terms of marriage, Moscow. And it's wonderful. I'm not knocking it, but I think of Bernie sort of as a socialist, but far beyond a socialist.
Elizabeth Warren.
At least he's true to what he believes. That's one thing. Because you mentioned now Elizabeth Warren. She's not true to it. I call her a fairy tale. Because everything's a fairy tale. That's how Pocahontas got started. Everything's a fairy tale. This woman can't tell the truth.
Michael Bloomberg.
Very little. I just think of little. You know, now he wants a box for the debates to stand on. Okay, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. You can be short. Why should he get a box to stand on, okay? He wants a box for the debates. Why should he be entitled to that? Really? Then does that mean everyone else gets a box?
I guess it's at Walmart. I have to negotiate
the other
boxes.
Very interesting. Cory Booker and all these people couldn't get any of the things that Bloomberg's getting now. I think it's very unfair for the Democrats, but I would love to run against Bloomberg. I would love it.
Hillary.
I think of emails. I think of the email scandal. How she got away with that is a disgrace. I think it's a disgrace.
Pelosi.
I think she's a very confused, very nervous woman. I don't think she wanted to do this. I think she really knew what was going to happen, and it's her worst nightmares happened. I don't think she's going to be there too long either. I think that the radical left, and she's sort of radical left too, by the way, but I think the radical left is going to take over.
Yeah, okay, anyway, Papa B, especially the Bloomberg thing. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It is so funny. And, you know, the very stable genius, Brand's another one right out of the gate. You know, Mini Mike kind of harkens back to Mini Me, you know.
Yeah.
That little character. And you know, thinking a little of, well, you know, what I think of is Lord Farquaad in the Shrek cartoon.
Yeah.
There are those who think little of him, you know. I mean, it's just a hoot. And, you know, there's one undeniable fact of this campaign that's coming up, and that it is going to be funny, funny, funny.
Yes, it is.
No matter who they select, no matter what candidate they select from this field that they have, it is going to be a riot. I mean, funny. I'm telling you. And Chris Matthews made the point. I don't really like the guy. He said it. He didn't see anybody up on that stage that could beat Donald Trump, and he is right.
Right.
He is absolutely right. And so it is so much fun to watch the Democrats squirm right here. I'm telling you, I hadn't had so much fun watching politics in a long time, but this is going to be funny and fun to watch. And, you know, no matter who they select, it's, you know, going to be one branding moment after another. With Trump. And that's the thing, that's what really, I think, you know, brings that unique quality that Trump has that other candidates that we've had in the past have never had. And that is to be able to point out some really harsh truths, you know, in some funny ways. And, you know, whereas before if we had the, you know, Bushes and the whatevers, they were so austere and so stoic.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of the Bushes, Papa B, everybody, or a lot of folks have been talking about that halftime show last night. Some saying it's a little raunchy and all that, which, you know, personally, as a young single man, I'm not going to knock it for being raunchy. Of the poll and everything.
Okay. Oh, man. It just never gets old. I love watching this stuff. It's highly entertaining. At any rate, I just wanted to throw in a couple of chuckles that I had with it. And, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate
it, Papa B. If you want to see Tommy Tuberville, he'll be at Martin's Restaurant at 12 noon today. If you want to see Bradley Byrne, he's going to be at Fat Boys Barbecue tonight at 6 p.m. In Prattville. Fat Boys Barbecue, 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, things are heating up in the Senate race, the House race.
And hell, who knows where Jeff Sessions is.
272-9228.
I don't think he's having a sit-down conversation with Donald Trump.
No, no. 272-9228. More News and Views. Last segment of News and Views when we come back.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean. For a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate, Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing? We're about to close out.
Yeah. Dan Moore show's next.
Hey, did you, I guess you talked about it Friday about Elizabeth Warren wanting to give a 9-year-old transgender child a cabinet pick?
Yes. For education secretary.
How GD stupid is that? I mean, any 9-year-old, I'm sorry. It's lovely to think that you're pandering. I mean, but come on.
She's just desperate at this point. Desperate and good riddance. I just can't stand.
I just to watch her bobbing that head on stage and you know, saying that about Bernie. I just don't think Bernie ever said a woman can't win.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He may have said you can't win.
272-9228. Let's go to Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Jack,
Bill.
It's good to hear you back.
Thank you. How you darn?
Oh, I'm darn good. I went to cardiac rehab, and y'all just about made me fall off the elliptical when you played Trump's interview. When I'm in there, I've got an earbud in my ear, so I know people kind of look at me funny because sometimes I laugh out loud. And y'all really had some very good callers. I enjoyed listening to Wynn when he called in, but yeah. I think he's kind of misunderstanding how the amount of money, because he was talking about how much money Shelby had, that Shelby had stockpiled $100 million. Well, Mr. Coleman billed the DOD $800 million. And of that, he was willing to give $5 million of it back to stay out of prison. So I think there's probably a bigger number on Mr. Coleman's side than on Mr. Shelby's side.
Well, I think what he was saying was, well, you know, Coleman is, you know, he's able to spend this money, and it's his money, and let him spend it. Well, that's fine, but if you're projecting an image that is not in line with the truth, then I think people have the right to call you out on it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But he did bring out some good points about
some
other folks.
He did, absolutely, yeah.
And some of that stuff probably needs to be looked into a little closer. But y'all were also talking about the Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah.
That was a little ridiculous. I mean, I didn't watch all of it. I watched a couple of minutes of it, and I said, yeah, well, you can go anywhere and see women pivoting their crotch in front of folks. So I don't think I need to watch the rest of this. But this has been a very interesting show today, y'all. Pat.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for that, Bill.
We're going to have Troy King on Wednesday to talk about his campaign for this very seat that we've been discussing.
Well, and Bill, I think we got to end the call there. We're out of time. Plus, I like the idea of ending the show on you saying women pivoting their crotch. Sounds like a great way to end a program.
Yeah, before we get in FCC trouble.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, y'all have a good day.
Joey, it's the close of another day.
Yeah, another day.
How
another
you doing? We'll see you in the morning. And
yeah, bright and early, 9 a.m.
And I want to talk more about this amendment to do away with an elected state school board and go to an appointed one.
Sure thing.
Bad idea.
As well as what's on the docket for the legislative session here locally.
State of the state tomorrow night, mm-hmm. State of the Union tomorrow night.
Talk of prisons, lottery, all sorts of stuff going on. So the usual. Thank you all for listening.
Adios.